Well, good evening. Welcome to a New Now Radio show. This is our very first show tonight, and I'm so glad for anybody that's joining us that you're here with us tonight. I have a beautiful guest here named Tekeli. Tekeli, would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Blessings to you all.
I would like to thank you and anybody who's here listening tonight for joining us. It's a wonderful evening. I've been looking forward to this so long, just to hear this one's voice. We've never spoken on the phone, but we've exchanged a lot of correspondence. And we're here tonight just to share from our hearts what's going on with our inner shiftings and our process we're going through. And I have more to say about the show, but we'll do that another time, because I really just want to spend this time I have tonight with Tekeli. And maybe we could just start off a little bit, Tekeli, with you kind of giving us a little tiny bit about how you got where you are, and then what you think about the coming shift to awareness that we're all experiencing. So I'll kind of turn it over to you for a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I went through an awakening journey in 2002 when I was actually at that time living in North America, in Boston, and then Vancouver in Canada for a while, in a long-term relationship, and I discovered a journey with spirit rather suddenly, you might say, with messages and information that came to me as I discovered that I had a gift of connection that meant that I could hear voices. And that took me into some funny places for quite a while, and it ended up that my whole life changed and I returned to Australia and began to discover who I was in this new energy that was called Tekeli. And that was quite an interesting time. And since then, I have been strengthening that understanding, that level of connectedness, and moving into what I call the goddess light, which is part of this great shifting consciousness that is moving through the earth plane at this time. Part of that journey was also discovering a very close link to an energy known as Master Guide QIL, and working with this vibration and a number of others. Archangel Michael was very much a part of my awakening process, as was Archangel Gabriel and Metatron. And more and more, lots of different energies came to speak to me, the Kryon and Bias and various ones. And in talking with them, I began to gain a different perspective on the journey as a whole, and that this shift in consciousness was actually happening. Because when you come at it from a very mainstream perspective, it can seem a little crazy. And I wrote a book that was, for me, every chapter was at a time when I was discovering something new about this life called Journey with Spirit. And I have found that it is something that helps other people move through the journey that I moved through with a great deal of love. And more I discovered that it truly is love that guides everything. And finding ways to access that love, to bring it as a tangible experience to others, and to allow for whatever I have learned to be of service to others, that's my journey now.
Mm-hmm. That's how we're here tonight.
Mm.
We are here out of service to that one and to love.
Absolutely.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about the, I will say that the way I came across Tekeli was through her channeling of the Violet Council of Light. That's how what it is, right, Tekeli? The Violet Council.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
I just, you know, I was absolutely immediately resonated. I was struck right in the core of my beingness with the first one I ever read. And I just went, ooh. You know how we all get our hits, and that one came to the room, and I just went, wow, this is beautiful, and the teachings and the words and the monthly updates or bi-monthly, I don't know which one you're doing now, that keep us aware of where we are right now on the journey. And maybe you'd like to talk a little more about that and how the Vila Council came to be and
sure.
And what you're doing with the Vila Council.
It started off, I called it the Tekeli group because there were so many energies. And I didn't want to focus on just one. It didn't seem to be fair. And my gift did seem to be able to create like a melding of consciousness and have that speak. And so it was known as the Tekeli group when it started back in March 2003, and the messages came out every week, initially starting very small, and since then it's gotten quite large. And it was last year, at the beginning of last year, that the name changed to the Violet Council of Light. And different energies came into that, most notably the Magdalene and the Chancellor of Lemuria.
Right.
And also the whale consciousness came in very strongly. Now, I understand that these energies have always been part of this group that I was to be the sort of human face of, if you like, on the plane of Earth at this time of the shift. And the messages were weekly until last year when they became fortnightly or bi-monthly. And just this week I have changed it to monthly because I'm getting so busy.
Right.
And also people get so many emails. I was thinking it might be a good idea to chop it back a little bit and to focus on other ways of bringing my work to the public arena.
Right. Well, I'm divinely selfish. I'll miss them being bi-monthly, but that's okay, Tekeli. If it works for you, it's okay with me. Because I love them.
Thank you.
So I thought we'd talk a little bit tonight. For me, I don't know how many people are listening tonight, but we are definitely in it. We are, I think, moving through. This is my feeling. For many of us now, I think we have moved through a lot of the really difficult stages. I know we had another giant these last few days, for me anyway, of another felt like very deep clearing to the core. And as of today, it just seemed like, and you may want to talk about this a little, this 2/11 today is quite an important time for us. And I think it brought in just a river of love and peace into my heart today after the last few days, actually 2 weeks for me, of quite a lot of deep clearing work. It's like I felt I was just kept getting, I call them hits by the universe, which was just really energies coming to me that still needed to be healed. So how do you feel about that, Tekeli?
I agree completely. These last few days have been very intense for a number of people. I've had a lot of people come to me with one crisis or another at different times. There's a lot of different ways of looking at what's happening now, and various channels will speak about different ways of doing that. In my own understanding, we are being readied, no question of it, for ascension. And that ascension does not necessarily mean leaving, because those of us who call ourselves light workers most often have volunteered to do the hard work for everyone else.
Yeah.
And we've volunteered to stay, you know, even as our light gets brighter, and in times past, perhaps it would have already passed the point where we are now, would have passed the point where we would have been taken off the earth as, you know, well done, journey's complete, let's move on to the next one.
Right.
And at this time, we are really being a strength of energy for the earth plane as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, we are readying our own journey because our own evolution doesn't stop. And we are also moving through a grand clearing of anything from any lifetime and any experiencing we've ever wanted to just go back and make sure it was complete. And as well as that, there's a part of us that resides on the earth plane that wants to be so sure that we've done everything and that nothing is left undone for that moment when the light becomes so very bright and we stand there in all of our love and the love overwhelms us. And we are in a place of understanding at a much greater level the fullness of our journey.
Yes, I know in these last couple weeks, I've been in this process now actually for 3 years, the deepest levels of transformation. I started it 3 years ago. My teacher was the Master Jeshua, and my teacher is. And it's been quite an amazing journey. Just the journey itself is actually what I see. It is a releasing of the creations we have created from a lack of self-love, a lack of knowing that we're one with that one. And in those belief systems we've carried in this lifetime, anything that where we have thought we were less than, unloved, in lack, all those thought forms create those creations to us. And this last couple of weeks for me, myself, that I'm sharing this only so that if it helps anybody out there who's listening, that's my purpose in sharing this. After these last 2 weeks of these energies coming to me, I finally sat down and went within and asked, what are these for? I knew I needed to heal them, because we are all one mind, and since we're one mind, any work that we do, we're clearing all through us at all times, because we're all connected. And so I finally saw that what kept coming to me was I kept seeing lack of trust outside of me. And it finally hit me. It was my own still little seeds left of my own lack of trusting myself. And so these reflections that we see every day that come to us, sometimes we think, oh, how did I create this? Why did I bring this to myself? But there's always a purpose. It's always God bringing to us something that we need to heal. And I think right now most of us, we know that the work we're doing, we're healing for the whole. And so if any of you out there are going through this process, it can be quite disconcerting, but it is all for the good. If we trust, it's the trust going through it that's so important.
Moving closer to our own truth, who we really are, what we're here to do, and what we'd like to do, what we really from our deepest heart's longing want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that the energy now is just really pushing us into that place. I do feel and understand that the energy that perhaps was due to come in at 2012 is actually already making itself felt now.
I agree.
That's how quickly we're moving. And as part of that process, we're really looking very hard at what are we here for? What are we here to do? And how can we shape our journeys? How can we find ways to bring them into a better way of being that we can actually really find that joy, that love, that peace that all these beings keep talking to us about?
Mm-hmm.
And so we develop practices and ways of doing that from whichever path we're from that resonates with us. And there's so many different ways. But when it all comes down to it, it is the Christ consciousness that is at the very heart of it, no matter if you're a Buddhist or, you know, whatever path you might be following. It really doesn't matter because it all takes you into the same space.
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of us people get confused, because there's many threads that take us along that road. And for me, I truly believe it's whatever one truly resonates with you. And you'll know it when you find it. There'll be no doubt in your mind. Because I think that before any of us came in, we had a contract. We knew that there would come this time. This is what we came for. And so whoever your teacher is or whatever you resonate with will be your own road. And yet they are all the same road. It's all about realizing that we're all one and we're all an aspect of love. And finding that little niche, I know I've gone back and forth for 3 years. As I would think I was getting close to knowing it, I'd go through another level of what I call transformation and be down for a while, you know, the ups and downs they've all been through, to finally get to a place where I felt I knew I was starting to step on the road where I could be of the most service. And, you know, along that road, you may come a lot through many times of self-doubt and fear and all of those feelings that run through you. But if you can embrace those feelings and know, allow them to go through you and know they're just part of the illusion, anything that's not love is the illusion, you can move through them, I think, a lot gentler and a lot easier. But,
and there's a process of progression also, because you learn that I've been here before and I got through it last time. And last time I tried this, this time I can try that. But also more than that, it's to give ourselves credit for moving from one level of the journey to another, even though it feels like we're in exactly the same space or maybe even deeper at first. You know, when you start out on this path, you seem to find those holes almost continuously.
Oh, yeah.
And you learn that, you know, the energy that you work with is there in full support. And as you move more and more into that closeness of connection, that's, I think, where you come to understand that the separation is the illusion and the connection is the truth. Which is what this shift in consciousness is all about, in a nutshell, to really discover that the love is all there is. And in that love, we can choose whatever we want to choose. Yet, as we allow ourselves to be in that space of meditation every day, of having the courage to put some words together or some visualization of what it is that we'd like to have in our world, and to just speak from the heart, with the light, with the light that we are, to the light of Creator. And you know, for a long time, my former journey, my former life as I call it now, because it seems so remote, I was a complete atheist, I was a complete agnostic. I thought religion was for those who really didn't know what they were talking about and couldn't get on with life, you know, in their own way. And now I find myself speaking constantly about the love of Creator, in the love of Goddess, in the love of the Christ life. And it's because I know that it's what we all need to embrace for this shift to happen. And not only that, for our own journey, to discover ourselves not as handing over our power to a bigger force, but to literally understand that we are that Creator, that the Creator is so many points of focus, of consciousness. And in the I am that I am, that I is an I of Creator light, just as the light of every other bit of consciousness is a part of that whole. And the magical thing about it is that that love that holds all of it together can be a voice all by itself, or it can be that multitude of focuses at whatever level you choose to look through, whatever frame, whatever window you choose to look
wherever you put your awareness wherever you put your awareness. Yeah. I know for me now, my writings and what it comes through me, and I have too written a book, and it's not out yet, but it's come through me as the voice for love. And I hear it as an inner voice. I know it's a melding, and it just comes right through me. Unlike to Kelly, where I know you hear, you have a multitude of beings that you channel through. And, you know, it's all so, I mean, it's so beautiful. I read your channelings. They're so, channeling is even an off word for me, and yet we're all channeling all the time, every moment of our life. We just don't realize it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But such beautiful, peaceful, and yet to the point. some of their messages. And I have to tell you, Tequila, they are truly beautiful. And for anybody listening tonight who's interested, we will give out her website and whatever information you want at the end of the show, to Kelly.
Okay.
For people that are interested, I'm also going to give out right now our guest phone number. It's our first night, so bear with me. I don't know how it works. I'm going to give it out to you right now, and that number is 530-766-3222. It's area code 530-766-3222. I believe that's the call-in line. I'd like to see, Tequila, do you feel that you might have a channeling for us tonight of any kind?
Absolutely. I'd be delighted to do that.
I would doubt we'd do that, and then when you were done, if anybody calls in with questions, we'd be glad to talk with them, whether for Tequila or myself, and then if not, we'll just continue on. But I would love for you to give us some beautiful words tonight.
Okay.
That way.
Blessings, dearest ones, I am Sadia. I am delighted to be here. It is a great and beautiful gift of love that has allowed for this to take place. And I offer you this in this moment, to recognize that the beauty, that the love that each of you embodies in your own consciousness at this moment is that which allows for a magnitude of experiencing, of moving through a great multitude of possibilities and potentials as has never been available to you before while in the body process. The energy that you are is such a gift, such a vibration of mastery. It is entirely so. It is the level of experiencing that is available to you now through the dispensation of the great masters of light, as you would know of them, and most assuredly of Creator. For that light is entranced in its own possibility, that this shift takes place now in such a magnitude of energy as none has ever taken place before. As humanity, you were named you, man, color, man. The many colors of your vibration speak of your experiencing, and every particle light of that experiencing is available to you. Thus you have within your very auric field, within your very vibration, available to you such a great field of energy that calls to you whatever you have resonated to in any portion of your experiencing. As you wish to allow for a particular knowingness to arise within you, simply place this request out into the light, into the omniverse, as you might choose to perceive it. Most usefully to your higher self presence, for that is the light that you are, that can indeed be of service in such a manner. Allow for yourself to know that at this time there is little that cannot be answered, that cannot be achieved, that is unavailable to you. It is like at the grandest of feasts. And as indeed the love intensifies your ability to manifest, to pull forth from the very essence of creation, all that you would receive comes to you. It is the process of honoring yourself as divine, as the creator that you truly are, and to allow yourself be open to the possibility. Try it, and you will discover indeed there is so much available to you. I take a moment to change places, as it were, with another who would speak. Greetings, dear ones. I am the Magdalene. I am here in service to the earth plane at this time, in the love of the goddess, in the love of Creator, and to be very much an emissary of the Christ consciousness at this time on the planet of Earth. The energy that you are experiencing is goddess light in its purest form. It is that which allows for this grandness of clearing out, this greatness of allowing for the old to be replaced with that which is new, that which is of love in your journey now. And in that, the vibration that you are is receiving a great reworking, a great tidying up, dusting out. And it allows for the energy that no longer serves you to be released now. This clearing is underway at such a grandness of a process that it is not just your four earthly bodies as you know them, the physical, emotional, mental and spiritual bodies, but also that which lies beyond your higher self energy is readjusting itself, is moving into a new way of being. As the Magdalene, my task is this, to allow for you to recognize that the gift that was created on the plane of Earth some 2,000 and more years ago is available to you now, is available as the Christ consciousness. It is not for one man, one woman to stand forth, to speak of what shall be. It is for each of you to awaken that chalice light of love within you that allows for you to create your journey in a way that pleases you, that also allows for you to fulfill your greatest potentials. It is not a time to sit on the fence any longer. It is not a time to window shop. It is for you to allow for yourself now to be that greatness of the heart light that you are. And as you allow for your life to resonate, to vibrate to the fullest of its beauty in the love of who you are, your journey will unfold at such a rapid pace that leaves you breathless, and to allow for you to truly understand the time of the old energy is done, the awakening has begun, and is well underway, and moves into the...
Come on!
Are you with me, dear one?
I'm right here.
Okay.
No, what that was, you go ahead to Kelly.
Thank you. I am the Magdalene. Remember this, that the love that you are is ever present to you. And as you allow for that heart light shine within, it is a journey of such love that unfolds within you. There can be no description, only the feeling of it in your heart. And as you light that flame of love in your heart, your prayers, in your meditation, in your service to others, in your encounter each day, that love grows, it magnifies, and it becomes the greatest of energy that you would ever wish to experience. That is the journey. Will you not step upon the path with us now and bring this journey of the shift into the grand, the full of its own magnificence, to discover yourself as the being of light you truly are, and to live in such joy, such peace, such love as has never before been experienced in this human journey, other than at the very beginning of time, in that vibration known as Lemuria.
I thank you, dear one.
Is there a question you yourself would ask of us at this time in the Violet Council of Light? Or indeed, do the Magdalene or to study are?
Oh, how is the easiest way for people to experience within themselves and to know these goddess energies that are coming in is what they're feeling within themselves. At times, I know for many, it can be very confusing.
As the level of light gathers, and I do thank you for this question. As the level of light intensifies day by day, it brings up to the surface for visibility, for healing, for clearing that which is out of alignment with love. And as you choose to put your heart light to that place, take for example that the relationship that you have been within for some time is now undergoing great difficulties, or it is the world of your finances that seems to have turned upside down. Allow for yourself to take some time to be still, to hold yourself in the greatest of love, to bring forth a prayer from your heart that describes how you feel in that moment, letting the heart be your guide in that moment, in the words that are brought forth. And as you choose to speak your truth that moment, know also that there is such a greatness of love enfolding you that very moment. And as you allow for yourself to receive the hug of your higher self and see your vibes, your entourage of angels, the angelic light that surrounds you constantly now, so much so that were you simply to reach out your hand, you would find it taken by a great multitude of energies. And as you choose to allow yourself to feel perhaps the slight warmth in your palm, the tingling of your fingers, allow yourself to know that these ones do not have a physical presence. Take your hand in the human way, and yet they choose to bring to you as much of their energy as they can in that moment, that you might feel them and be reassured in your own understanding that this light is truly present. Ask whatever question you might ask in that moment. How can I be in this moment in love? What step can I take that would be of service to me now? How can I hold these others in my path in love? What is it that I must release? What is it that I can simply allow for it to be as it is in this moment, knowing that each walks their path to the very best of their ability, and that within them is a struggle also of how to discover the love once more. How can it be that I can be that love in this moment? And as you ask of yourself these questions, monitor and observe the thoughts, the feelings, the knowing that arise within you. For those thoughts, those feelings, those knowings are direct communication to you in that moment from your higher self, from your guides, from your angels. That is the best thing that you can do. And it may be that you need to spend some time in nature just being, just noticing the beauty. It may be that you need to create in your own journey a regular time of being still, then you can place such questions into the light. And in the process known as meditation, this is simply allowing for your thoughts to be in receiving rather than thinking. And in that, you will find that energy comes to you in the form of thoughts, knowings and feelings that you can then use to guide your journey into a better place. And most often, indeed, we offer that which is simple, that which is practical, that which allows for something to be material in your world in the change that you see. For we know that as you move into acceptance of what is offered, it is most often that which turns around the journey with its simple understanding in a new life that comes to you. And by acting on this, you truly discover the strength of the connectedness that you have.
Thank you.
Indeed, dear one. I honor you so. This journey of this show, if we could speak about that for a moment, is to be one that is indeed a great beacon of light to me. And in choosing this beginning, you have opened the door wide to those who would bring forth of their wisdom of their experiencing, and those of us from the worlds of light, as we find one to be willing to hold our presence to speak with us and through us. This journey of channeling opens wide to all who would be part of it. The light is now of such intensity as to allow for this to be easy and not difficult at all, as you allow yourself simply to release what fears you may hold about such a journey and begin. And this show, in this beginning, on this day, that marks a day of great entry of new love available to the plane of Earth. For the 11 is the doubling of the one of new beginnings. And was not that time of 9/11 also chosen to be the same marker, a time when a journey could begin in a grandness, new adventuring of new knowingness, of the connectedness of all. And in that connectedness, as each heart opens to the possibility of connectedness with one another even more, knowing that each other is a part of self, each other is like a brother, a sister, one who walks in your shoes as you walk in theirs, and brings forth the grandness of new understanding of this beauty of experiencing that is available to all now. Fear not the apocalypse. Fear not the journey described by many as a time of great travail and destruction. That is the energy of fear. And it is there if you choose to look for it. No question of that. We ask of you, we of the Violet Council of Light, speaking through to Kaylee now, we ask of you, be willing to extend your hand in loving kindness, in compassion, in a willingness to simply share that which is available to you to share, even if it be only a smile. For that smile may make such a difference to that person on that day as the reaching out of unconditional love, of allowing for the others to be as they are, allowing for you to be as you are, yet choosing to offer that which bridges any feeling of separation into a moment of connection, of sharing from the heart the love that you are, the love that they are, in the oneness of all. It is intended that this show be a vehicle for this love that you are to me, and that others become who bring to it also. It has the love of each of us in fullest magnitude in support of you and the journey that it becomes. It will be that powerhouse of knowingness, of love, of information to, most of all, to be a celebration of the love that is felt in the heart, for that is the guiding energy, the path to healing, the path to knowing self, that self can come in to who you are more and more and see that grandness unfolding that you have ever wished for your journey to be and for your own self to experience the way that is your gift, is your uniqueness, your part, your note in the symphony, your grandness of vision that will guide the whole into this place of peace, love and joy. We release now from this present, returning you to the vibration of precarious time. We thank you for this opportunity to be of such service. Know always that you are held in love unsurpassed, that the vibration of you is so precious, so beloved, so very much love. Reach into this love. It will not fail you, for we are the Violet Council of Light. We hold you in that love, we honor you, we bless you, and so it is.
Oh, that was just great, Kelly.
Thank you.
That was just beautiful. So much there. So much beautiful
information. It was a lovely opportunity, and I thank you for bringing it to me.
Now, I'd like to take a moment here. I think somebody had tried to call in. I'll give the number out one more time if anybody would like to call in. It's 530-766-3222. If you have any questions you would like to ask of either one of us, feel free to call in. And, boy, so in the... I think somebody tried to get through there, but they couldn't.
Yeah, it did feel like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what was going on.
I wasn't either.
And the human part of me thought, we'd better stop for a moment. Help you.
Yes, I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
Somebody did. Actually, you've had two callers and one hang up. The two that called, I told them that one of them that you weren't taking calls this program, which I forgot. I think you are now.
I am.
Okay. Thank you. And yes, that one person got on there. I guess they were a little upset.
Yeah.
Or maybe. But,
that's okay. We're new at this, so all
is
well.
No, it's all good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we'll give it out one more time because we're still here. If whoever you were would like to call back.
Please do call back.
Yes, call back. We'd love to hear from you. Once again, it's 530 area code 766-3222. I felt it was a gift tonight to have this these words come through, especially from the Magdalene, something we truly, truly were blessed to hear tonight, because we are, I use the word, being somewhat blasted by this goddess energy.
Yes.
And many do not know what it is that they're feeling and experiencing and what is happening. And for myself, I can share with you that I'm at a point now where I can actually feel it when it does intensify and come in. I know the symptoms of it now, or I feel it around me. And it usually will start maybe 2 or 3 days. You'll feel a little intenseness. And then it seems like whatever needs to come up for you to be able to heal and release that is unlike love kind of comes around for you to see. And then this wonderful information you just gave us as to how to go within yourself and ask, what is it I need to release, is where the power is. How do you feel about that, Kelly? And speak up a little bit. I don't know if anybody can. Your voice
sure.
Is soft.
Sorry. Absolutely, and the sooner you can find it within you to ask, the better. It's just sometimes we get in such a state that we forget to ask.
Exactly.
And, you know, then you sort of go, oh, This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to just say that the goddess light is not unique to women. It is for both genders, because in the realms of light, we really don't have a gender, and it's quite irrelevant, and the goddess light is very present to all there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And on the earth plane, it's been a little bit sort of held down. It's been repressed, no question of it. Yet, the greatness of that light, it's not about, a grandness of feminine or uprising or anything like that. It's about living in love, and it's true for both genders. And the feminine energy, because it is wired, so to speak, to be a little more focused on the emotional and the spiritual bodies, while the masculine energy is focused on the mental and physical bodies. So it's the women are the ones who've awakened first, because they have a little bit more of a gift and access in that way. And so you find at most spiritual gatherings, the proportion of women far outweighs the men. And yet that's changing now, because that goddess light is saying to the men also that it's time to live in your emotions. It's time to let those emotions be free and guide you into the full knowingness of your spiritual self, of the grandness of who you are.
Mm.
And in that, you know, the men can sometimes be a little embarrassed to be like the lone voice at times in amongst all of these female energies. And yet remember that the Christ himself, Yeshua, Jesus, by whatever name you would speak of him, had 12 male disciples and also 12 women disciples, which is not so often known about.
No.
In energy. And it was the women who held the focus of goddess love for him at that time, that he could come into that and be that, as well as the more masculine focus of thought, of love and peace, that he ended up truly being.
Mm-hmm.
The masculine held that goddess vibration.
Right. I have come to see, too, as I see more and more and more men that are definitely experiencing it and growing, and I have come to see that truly what I believe this goddess energy is doing, I know for me, this is from my experience, but I'm sure it's truth, is that it is a process for us, and it doesn't at times seem to be gentle. And yet it is, because once we make that choice that we want to, I call, experience the transformation of our soul, which is what each of us, I believe, are doing. If you put it in that concept where this is truly about your own journey of learning self-love, and the self-love is, in truth, your heritage, your oneness with God, Abba, all that is, always, in every moment. We are connected. And so what this energy does is it comes in and it's like it brings up, plows up for you what is your next, I call, creation that you want to see, to be able to release it in order to give to your core. And as you go through these releasings and these emotions and these tears, which many of us are experiencing, when it's over, you then see that you're even more and more able to feel the love of the one that you're connected with. So it's that ongoing process. And I don't know if that was a phone call or not. Is there somebody on the line?
Yes, Denise, it's Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, Angel.
I'm glad you could call in.
And I want to congratulate you, Denise, for a new now, and to Keely for being with all of us from Australia.
Isn't that something?
It is a blessing.
Were you able to hear the channeling?
I was able to hear parts of it. The radio show's been going in and out, and I know I've heard the perfect words.
Of course. I'm so glad you called. Do you have anything that you would want to ask while she's here?
Well, I do. One, I'd love to know if we can get a recording of tonight so we could hear all of it. That would be a blessing.
You know, Pamela, I'm going to have to. This is my first show.
Uh-huh.
And I do not believe they record it, but I will ask Dawn that tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I have a lot to learn.
Yes, we do record it.
Thank you, Don.
You bet. We record all the shows. They'll be up in about 24 hours. You'll notice that everything's current for this year, up through yesterday. So it will be there in about 24 hours. Call it 48.
Well, that would be thank you,
and
Don.
The stream,
boy,
the stream has been
deep.
Sorry, yes, the stream was a little in and out there on the prior show. We know why. But so far during this show, everything's been going peachy queen.
Well, wonderful.
All right, well, I'll let you
thank
get back
you.
To it. You
thank
bet.
You.
And remember, you know, there's you can go as long as you want. There's no one
well,
out here.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Well, thank you. So there's that answer for you. That'll be wonderful. See, I didn't all this new technology. I didn't know this. Mm. Fabulous. And to Kelly, actually, you sent me back a beautiful email, and I just want to thank you for that, for responding. And my question would be, myself and my mom and Denise and many others, I know we've been experiencing a lot of opening in our heart and in our physical beings. And my question to you is, what guidance or suggestions do you have so our bodies, our physical bodies that are so sensitive, in vibrating with this new energy, do you have any suggestions for us so we can better, what do I want to say, handle this frequency? Wonderful
yes.
question.
It is a beautiful question. I'll just allow the, or have the beings answer them because they have an answer for you. Greetings, dear one. The light that you are is experiencing a great deal of change. And in that, you are not alone. These are the words that we spoke to you in the earlier message by the email. At this time, what we would offer to you and to all is to allow for yourself to eat of the freshest of fruits and vegetables, as lightly cooked as you might, for this will support your energy, allowing yourself to release of meat and so forth where you are comfortable to do so. The energy now has reached such a level that you are exquisitely sensitively tuned beings of light that vibrate to such a fineness of resonance that to support your energy in the most beautiful of light, it is needed to spend some time each day in meditation, in connectedness, in whatever way you would choose to do that, be it in nature, be it in formal meditation, prayer, stillness, however you would choose to do it. But it is most important, dear one, to call in your light, your higher self energy, to rebalance you, to harmonize your energy field. You might choose to do this prior to sleeping. And we ask you also to be less restricted in your scheduling when you can find a way for this to be so, to allow for yourself to sleep when you feel the tiredness upon you, to eat when you are hungry, and to allow yourself to be outside of the usual constraints of time wherever possible, for this is of great service to you, the retuning that you are undergoing at such time as this. In addition, it is most beneficial to play gentle, high vibration music whenever you can choose to allow it, and to allow for yourself to receive all the support that you can discover in the form of energy healing, of the use of sprays that carry high vibration, and sound healing, whatever you can find that you find to be of comfort to you. It is not a time to be tough about such things. It is not a time to say, I can do this no matter what. The time of the super person is gone. It is now a time of being in the flow, of being in the energy of the moment, to live as fully present to the moment as you might. In that, the physical journey is one of a great releasing at this time. And it is a journey of loving that part of self that is out of ease in the moment, to truly bring the power of love to the very vibration of the cell of that part of the body, to allow that love to vibrate so fully in those cells, calling on those whom you work with in the etheric light, and to allow for yourself to be so in love with this part of you that has chosen to be a focus for this energy that requires a moving on to the next part of its own evolutionary journey. And in that, it is love that ever creates that which is needed to progress to that next level, be it the whole of you as a consciousness or a cluster of cells that vibrate to a certain knowingness. That knowingness is not a permanent thing. It is malleable. It is only the smallest part of the whole of your consciousness. Until such time as a disease process takes over the whole of the physical form, and even then, it is a journey of allowing yourself to be so in love with the self that you are, with the part of self that is out of alignment, as to allow for the energy to shift and come into a new way of being. I thank you for this opportunity to be of such service, and I trust that this answers your question, dear one.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully. Beautifully. All of it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in, Pamela.
God bless you both and us all.
Well, you know, we are, I know Tekeli, I'm sure, agrees with me. This is a wonderful opportunity to be of service. We have, I know for myself, and I know after reading Tekeli's bio, been going through, for many of us, quite a few years now, this transformation process, and I know so many have questions, you know, because there's no one book to pick up that says, you know, this is how you do it. But the one thing that is very, very important, I have known, is that this is a time of going within. It is really going outside of yourself, whether it be to workshops or to whatever. Those are beneficial, and they can bring you messages. But the true knowingness and the true dance with this love within is an inner process. And we all have our own way that spirit will come to us. If only we go within and make a spaciousness where whatever part of your higher self comes to you has a place to come in silence. And all of my answers, whenever I go there, are answered. Always. They can come in a form of pictures, or I'll hear it, or maybe I won't get my answer for a couple of days because it's not time yet, but it's divine timing, and it always comes. You feel that's right, Tekeli?
Absolutely. I think we get into this mentality of consumer shopping in the supermarket where, you know, we'll choose this one on the shelf or that one on the shelf, and it's here right now, and you can see it, you can touch it, it's real. And then you work with spirit, and it's a very different place because it's a place of feeling, it's a place of heart love. And when you're in the mind of, you know, wanting, that in itself is an energy that has a lot of power. But the greatest gift you can give to yourself is to allow yourself to be in a very feeling space and to really discover what your feelings are in the moment, and let that little child come out, and let whatever voices there are within you come out. And you might discover that there's something there that, you know, you usually discount or whatever, but if you give it a little bit of a listening and ask always for your higher self, your guides, your angels, to hold you in their love in this process, you'll find that it becomes a healing, that it isn't a wallowing, because the intent is to allow whatever is out of harmony, out of alignment, to come into love. And as you hold that intent, that's what happens.
Exactly. Thank you, Tekeli.
Does that help, Pamela?
Did she hang up?
No, I'm here.
You there?
I'm listening.
Okay.
About the angels, I'm just loving it.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure there's clapping in heaven right now. Much clapping in heaven.
Perhaps it would be interesting to know that, you know, for a long time, angels had to stand by and watch for the most part. They couldn't really do very much other than hold us in love as we went through our Earth journey, because the nature of humanity was to be like a grand explorer race in a way, very tough, very survival-oriented, very able to deal with whatever came, to literally shift the huge amount of energy to transform it so that old ways of being could really find their way into the love once more. And we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, there is a great celebration going on, but we tend to still stay in that survivor mode and, you know, pull in and close down and reject all comers, so to speak. And as we allow ourselves to take the opposite path, to actually open to the vibration that is available to us now, because their hands are no longer tied, there's more energy and more love available to us daily. And as we choose to be in co-creation, because it's not about them doing the journey for us, as we all know, it's about the love that we are coming together in co-creation with the love that is there, and deciding from that place, what would it be that would be so beautiful to create that my heart just longs for it and I burst into tears thinking about it, with the beauty of it, or whatever you might do in your emotions. That's what usually happens to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the place that you're really looking for.
Anything else, Pamela? Oh, I just want to thank you both so much, and I'm really seeing how we're all participating in truly this new, like you say now, Denise.
It is a new now.
It's a new now, and we're all really, I would say, transforming with it as we speak even.
Well, and I believe too that one thing that we, none of us do enough, is hug ourselves and thank ourselves and honor ourselves for this journey and this creation that we are literally creating moment by moment. We are bringing the new now, the new earth. It actually, it's here now, but the veil is still there for, you know, somewhat for some. So it's literally coming right in through our lenses if we look for it. But doing that is by staying in the now. That's why I call this the new now, because the journey is about your now moments. The past is past. When the past comes into your now, it's only there to heal. Or it could be a joyous memory where you go, oh, wasn't that a wonderful thing? But if it's a past memory that comes in and it tugs at your heart, that's something that needs to be healed. And that's the process of this goddess energy, where you go within and you say, okay, what is it I need to see here? And you go right into your heart center. What am I feeling? What needs to be released? And the answers will come. It's actually very simple, and yet it's so unlike what we've ever known before that it feels unnormal. Mm. But in truth, it's reality. What we've been doing here has been unreality. That's how I see it. This is our true way of being that we've just forgotten. And we're just in the process of remembering. And so I think we all need to honor and thank ourselves for this journey, because for a lot of us, it's been a very difficult one. And yet now, on a night like this, we can see the beauty and wonder and miracles that are going to come from it. So it makes me so happy to be able to be here.
Well, I want to thank you both for the blessing. And
you're
so glad that, you know, to have the presence of everyone that was here tonight with us on all levels.
It was an honor.
Yeah, an honor and a blessing.
Thank you so much for calling in and having the courage to share yourself in the way that you did. It was such a beautiful blessing.
Well, I appreciate and love you both and all dearly.
Thank you, Pamela. I love you too.
All right.
I love you, Pam.
I want to allow if someone else can call in. Is it possible to stay on just to hear? Because on the regular station, it cuts out. On the when I'm online, I can't hear you guys. It constantly
Okay, let's see if we can address that for you and the other listeners who may have that problem.
Right. I have it on my computer.
Okay.
I thought it was just my computer.
Yes. Now, if you're, are you on dial-up?
Pam, are you on dial-up?
Yes.
I'm on dial-up.
I'm on.
Then you need to listen to the 24K mono low stream.
No. I'm on DSL.
DSL, and you can listen to the high stream, and it could be, are you using Windows Media Player?
Yes.
Don't.
No, Real Player.
Real Player is better. If you're using Real Player, you should have no problem.
Yeah.
You were having trouble tonight?
Yeah, it's gone out quite a bit. Hmm.
Really? Because I've been monitoring this, and I don't see any, no, it doesn't look like there's.
No?
Welcome.
Oh, sorry. Just got back.
You got mail.
Woo.
Hmm.
It's,
I mean, funny enough. Yeah.
Try it on another time or another show and see if it comes in and see if it was maybe your connection.
Yeah, I don't see any misconnections on there. Well, look, if it does happen, or if anybody in the audience, if the streams do get a little wacky, they sound a little weird, or whatever happens, please let us know.
Okay.
Because we can fix it. Usually it's either overheating of the system, or it can often be that there's a bad track or something's glitched in the database.
Okay.
Okay?
Alrighty.
And it could be your internet connection, too, is spotty. I mean, many times it's the internet connection, too, that's spotty.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.
Now, to Kelly, I would like you, I don't think anybody else has called in. I know we have a few extra minutes tonight, so if anybody else has a question or would like to call in, feel free. I'll give you the number again real quick, area code 530-766-3222. And to Kelly, I'd like you to give out your website and any
they can, Denise, they can always call the toll-free numbers from Canada or the U.S.
See, I don't know anything about that yet.
We have toll-free numbers. They can call in from the U.S.
Oh.
877-876-5227.
Say that again, Don.
877-876-5227.
And that's from the U.S.?
That's from the U.S. And they can call in Canada, 888-810-8322.
8322? Well, great. Okay.
Okay.
I'm learning. Thank you.
You bet.
What? Anyway, I think they're up on the radio page anyway, if anybody just looks at their computer.
Yeah,
screen.
Then they could call in.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about...
website.
And if you think that you have anything on your website that would be of help to anybody, you could maybe talk about it real quick.
Okay. My website address is www.tikele.com.au for Australia. And on there you will find quite a few of the messages that I've done over the last year and more, and also some recordings of events. I, from time to time, hold special presentations, as I call them, where a particular being will focus on a particular topic, and they have, there's quite a few of them now. I only just started doing them recently, and they continue on. So if you'd like to have a look at those, and also the book that I spoke of before, that I wrote as an introduction to the Awakening Journey, but I was reading it a little while ago, and I was just struck by how many levels of information are in that book.
And what's it called again, Kelly?
It's called Remembering Who You Are, The Road to Peace.
And that's available on your website?
It's just all available on my website.
Okay. And then for anybody out there that wants to reach me, my email address is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-C, Anew, A-N-E-W, at AOL.com. And I have recently... written a book that came through me from what I call the Voice for Love. Many of you may, that you're listening, have read some of the writings that come through me. And my journey was I've spoken earlier that Jeshua has been my teacher in my life now for 3 years. And as a process of that, I studied called the Course in Mastery from the Shawnee Creesdale Foundation. I'll be speaking about that more. It was a 35 lessons in mastery, deepest levels of transformation that one could do. And then through me seems to have come a book that I had no idea what it was as I was writing it. Now I'm starting to see the whole picture. It's funny how they do that, Auntie Kelly, in pieces. It's 18 lessons, a much shorter version, and I think it's supposed to be there for people coming, as I would say, online now to this process. It's a much easier, gentler, quicker journey, and it's a beautiful book. So at the moment, I'm waiting to get some financial support to get the book up and ready, and I think it's going to be an e-book. And then what we can do on this show is each lesson we'll talk about on the show, and that may be a wonderful thing for people in the process. So that's what came through me tonight. I had no idea, to Kelly, what this book was supposed to be, and then I heard tonight that this is going to be part of the show, I believe. And
I love it.
It's
perfect.
And it is perfect timing.
It will be just beautiful because it's exactly what's needed.
I think so.
You are a very clear channel yourself. I just think it'll be fabulous.
Oh, it looks like we have a caller. Are you still able to stay on, to Kelly?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Is somebody there?
Good evening, ladies.
Who is this?
This is Gail.
What is your name, honey?
Gail.
Hi, Gail.
How are you doing? I haven't had a chance to just really sit down and intently listen to you guys tonight, but what little pieces I was picking up sounds very interesting.
Well, we're glad you were able to even join us. There are no accidents, Gail.
No, of course not.
You have anything you want to ask?
Synchronicity at all times.
That's right.
Yes.
Anything?
So, tell me a little bit about this book.
Now,
remembering who you are.
Which one? Dr. Kelly has a book, and so do I.
The Australian lady.
Okay, Dr. Kelly, you go ahead.
The book is a series of channels. The topics are, let me just stick to it, the beginning, the bigger picture, who you are, co-creating the new earth, you are never alone, creating harmony in your life, the road to enlightenment, living in your sweet spot, new understanding, and the new earth. And basically, it's a book that provides the spirit perspective on the human journey at this time of awakening and the shift in consciousness. And it has within it ideas and understandings that you can use in your life to have yourself be more aware of the whole of things and how to bring it into your life in a way that works for you.
Okay,
does that help you?
Yeah, forgive me, ladies, because like I said, I've just kind of been able to listen to bits and here and there this evening. You do channeling, right?
Yes, I do.
Where do you see that we are at this point in the transformation of Mother Earth spirit and humans' correlation with her and 2012?
I'm sorry, could you just repeat the last part of the question, because you're very faint?
Pardon?
Repeat the last part of the question, Gail.
Oh, and where we are in relationship to the Earth change, the spirit of Mother Earth changing, along with where humanity stands with her and how this all ties in from what her channeling, the messages she's getting, and how that relates to 2012. And another point that I would like for her to touch on, too, or you, either one, ma'am, is there are a lot of people saying that because we have, you know, we presently use the Gregorian calendar, that it's way off, and that, in fact, the year 2007 is really, by Gregorian calendar standard, is really the 2012 of the Mayan calendar.
What I would say is that back at the time of 1987 was a marker when every soul was surveyed as to whether it wanted to press ahead with bringing forth a great shift in consciousness. And just about every soul said yes, and the aspects of those souls were surveyed, and the same thing happened. Well, I think all the souls said yes in most of the aspects.
Mm-hmm.
So that pressed the go button. So this shift in consciousness got underway at that time, and you'll find that the channels who've been around longest mostly began at that time. And they were really the forerunners and the brave ones who held the light for the rest of us to start our own awakening journey. And now it has reached a point that it is definitely happening. There is no turning back. it's a happening thing, whether we want it or not, you know, from the conscious part of ourselves. And I know that we who work in the love, of course, all do, because we would really like to see a world that's based in love and peace and honouring of one another. Where we are right now is an acceleration process. It's the time when we're just being asked to jettison everything that's old and really recreate ourselves, how we want to be, how we want to live, and all of that kind of thing. And whenever there's a paradigm shift, there are always those who are at the leading edge, and the rest of the mainstream paradigm pretends not to see them and ignores them and dismisses them. And that's where it's been for quite a long time. And now it's gathering such momentum that the mainstream is really starting to have it trickle into that greater knowingness of everyone. And it's gathering momentum there, so that even in the space of a year, I think by the end of this year, there'll be great changes all around the world in governments, in ways of thinking about things, in coming to understand that we're all really one group of humanity rather than these separate political or racial factions, and that we really need to come to an understanding that we have to honour Gaia indeed, and to start to really understand that it's our emotions that cause the storms and the difficulties in the physical world, and that we can pour love into them and release that energy that created them and let them come into a completely new space where all of us are a little bit more enriched and more in love.
Does
that answer your question?
Are you still there, Gail? Did she hang? Oh, maybe she hung up to listen. She must have hung up to listen.
Yeah.
Another thing, too, that I think would help a lot of people out there is to know that our own inner volcanoes, our own inner earthquakes that we're experiencing right now within ourselves are releasing a lot of the energies that are helping to ease Mother Earth's ascension much gentler. And the more we honor our feelings and our emotions, by releasing those emotions, we are releasing from Mother Earth as well. And that all of these prophecies of gloom and doom and these major earth changes, I believe by healing through our own beingness and releasing our own inner earthquakes and volcanoes, that we're making it a much gentler transition from Mother Earth.
Absolutely.
Because we're all one. We appear separate here, but we're not separate. We're all one.
And they celebrate, on the etheric light, they celebrate every tear that we let go, every time we understand that we don't have to look at an old event in a certain way that brings us pain.
It's all
every time we release a bit of guilt, every time we forgive someone, all of that is just such a beautiful gift. And they've got their hands outstretched saying, more, more, more.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, to Kelly, I want to thank you. It has been wonderful having you.
Well, before you get off and start thanking people, I just have to tell your audience that, you know, that I hope they're paying attention, because I paid attention and I loved every word I heard.
Thank you.
No, I truly did, and I wouldn't get on the phone and say it unless it were absolutely true. That's just me. And I loved every word, and I must say that I hope they pay attention because this is going to be a fabulous show. And the reason I say that probably is I just ring with what you say. Denise, you and I have a long relationship. The audience, I hope, understands this is a very dear woman. She actually knows me as this whole fun ball game actually started way back when, and I think of her dearly, and she is just incredibly powerfully intuitive and amazing lady. You're just going to love this show. And Denise, I love having you on BBS.
I love being here. I want to say real quick a little, just a few words about that. Dawn was wonderful when I started to do my writings. I don't really remember how I got one to you, but you saw it. And you had asked me if I would do your daily quotes, which was such an honor. That was kind of the beginning of the journey. And then I planned this show a long time ago, and yet I kept going through these deep levels of transformation, and I'd have to call Dawn and go, Dawn, I'm not ready yet. And so I kept wondering if this was ever going to come to be. And I want to thank you for your patience, and I'm so glad to be here. It feels so good and right, and it's exciting.
Denise, thank you. And what's more, I must say, when you talk about the transition and Mother Earth and how you feel about it, you're talking to a person who has, I would have to imagine, the exact same feeling as to everything you said verbatim. So, you know, again, folks, pay attention, listen up. This is a show not to miss, okay?
Thank you, Dawn.
You bet. I'll let you close out.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Dawn. Thank you, Dawn. So, to Carrie, I hope you'll come back again.
Absolutely.
I loved having you on, and as the show progresses, you know.
It's been such a joy to me, and I feel a little bit guilty that I have hogged the whole of the show.
Oh, I wanted it that way. No, you know, before the show, I went in with it, and I said, okay, and I you know, our inner dialogue we have, and I heard loud and clear, let T'Challi be the one. I know what that means. And so I knew that this was a moment where this was to be about whatever you were going to bring to it, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you to be my very first guest, T'Challi. And I hope someday we'll meet.
Absolutely.
Yes. And thank you, all you listeners, whoever has been listening tonight, for being here. There's no accidents. If you were listening tonight and you resonated with anything, I'm going to be here every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And once again, thank you all. And T'Challi, thank you.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.